Chad Green opening starter at this level. Is it a little different than just general pitcher work that you, is it a little bit different to be a get the first start, to be the opening starter for the team?
No, I mean, I don't think it's any different than pitching the second or third day. I think it's just the way the rotation falls, so I think I don't think it's any different, no.
What about this organization? You know that you're coming into an organization that at the top level has championship pedigree. Yeah. There is a standard of excellence that needs to be had. Does that filter down to you and to other players, especially at this level, that, hey, I got to, you know, there's a level that they want me to be at. I got to strive to get it.
Yeah, obviously, when you see you have Verlander and Scherzer up there, I mean, you see the success that they have, and then the success that people above you have. Yeah, I think it pushes you to be better, I mean, every day. So when you look at guys like that, it just makes you want to be better. So I think it just filters down throughout the organization. So
it pushes, but yet to a certain extent, do you have to sort of not be affected by the pressure?
No, I mean, you can't be affected. You just got to go out there and play. So, I mean, it's, you just got to go out there and pitch and just play the game. So,
well, this franchise, the West Michigan Whitecaps, they haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years. Is there any more pressure to make the playoffs this year as opposed to any other time you've been playing in ball?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any more pressure. This is obviously my first year playing for the Whitecaps, but, I mean, I don't think it just takes a good team effort to make the playoffs, and you got to be consistent every day. So, I mean, I don't think we feel any more pressure to go out and win every single game. Obviously, you're not going to win every game you play, but I think you just got to go out there and just compete your best and see what happens. So,
let me ask you a question that we around here, obviously living here and being here, we saw what happened in January behind you. What about the players? Does Andrew, maybe some of the front office staff, tell you, hey, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a different situation, at least for the first couple of months, because, you know, this franchise, this club has gone through a little bit of a trauma?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole clubhouse got burnt, and I mean, obviously some of the club seating, but, I mean, it's not going to be any different than being in this dugout, being in that clubhouse. I mean, it's still a nice clubhouse. We still have a locker. I mean, still got everything we need. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything bad. I think, obviously, they're doing a great job trying to fix it. I mean, they're ahead of schedule, but, I mean, it's only been, what, 2 months since it happened. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to be, it's just going to be the same game. So,
to a certain extent, really, you guys on the field maybe don't have to feel it the least of anybody in the organization, because you just go out and play. It doesn't matter. You know, they didn't burn the field.
No, that's right. I mean, obviously the field's in good condition, so, I mean, we're able to play. Fans are still going to be able to come. So, I mean, I don't think it's any different. So,
all right. What do we look for from you in terms of what type of pitcher you are? This franchise normally likes having guys who throw 80, 85, 90, 95 miles an hour. Is that a little bit too much to ask right now?
I mean, no, I don't think the cold. I'm from the cold, so I'm kind of used to pitching this weather. So, I mean, it's not really going to affect. I don't think it's going to affect us as much as we think. But I'm of course, they have guys up in the big leagues that seems like everybody throws 95 or plus, but obviously down here we might not be able to throw that consistently, but, I mean, I'm a fastball-type pitcher, so.
But because they throw those numbers, do you feel like, hey, I got to get to that number fast, or you have to sort of keep yourself within yourself on that regard?
I think you have to stay within yourself. Obviously, if you try, not everybody's gifted to throw 95 plus. So I think you have to stay within yourself and just pitch to your game. So